我是樊东林，祝各位平安，我们下次节目再会。
拜登政府敦促国会尽速通过纾困方案。布林肯与杨洁篪通话，表示继续捍卫人权与民主。美议员谴责中共在香港实施教育改革。
2月8号星期一，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。拜登总统发表首次总统周末讲话，打电话鼓励一位因为新冠疫情失业的妇女。拜登政府也敦促美国国会尽快通过新冠纾困方案，同时拜登也接受医生的检验，确认旧伤已经复原。下面请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍详细的情况。耀毅。
是我们知道拜登总统已经上任19天了，在这2个多礼拜的时间当中呢，他已经跟多国的国家领导人通过了电话，但是却迟迟没有跟中国国家主席习近平通电话。那么我们知道在之前的白宫新闻简报会当中呢，这个白宫官员也多次被问到相关的问题。那么就在这个2月7号星期天播出的哥伦比亚广播公司 CBS 的专访当中呢，拜登总统就提到了他与这个习近平的关系以及美中之间的关系。那拜登总统说呢，关于是打电话给习近平这件事情，他说他没有理由不打电话给他。那么他没有解释说为什么到现在还没有打。那么不过呢，他提到说他在与这个奥巴马政府担任副总统的期间呢，这8年当中他跟习近平相处的时间可能比其他的世界领导人都还要多。那么他认为说呢，美中之间并不需要冲突，但是呢，未来将会有非常激烈的竞争。那拜登最后还说呢，他说他认为习近平骨子里面没有一点民主。那这拜登总统呢也说，习近平已经知道了他来处理美中关系的这个方式呢，将会跟之前的前总统特朗普非常的不一样，因为呢他已经多次的公开释出讯息了。那么此外呢，我们也知道拜登总统他在上任之后呢，优先处理的施政优先也就是要处理新冠病毒的疫情。那么他已经提出了总值达1.9万亿美元的纾困经济方案，要来帮助受困的这个美国人民。那么他也呼吁国会的两党要能尽速的通过。那么在2月5号的星期五呢，白宫发出了拜登总统第一次的这个第一个周末讲话的视频，而内容呢，则是他跟一位因为新冠疫情而失业的加州妇女的谈话。我们来看一下拜登总统与这位妇女他们两个的谈话内容。
I was laid off in July. My company had reorganized because of COVID. It's the first time I've been laid off in my life. On Facebook, I connect with others who are going through the same thing.I decided to write a letter to President Biden to tell him how I felt. He read it, and then he called me.
How are you, Michelle?
Well, I wrote to you because, you know, I was laid off in July, and it's as far as trying to find work.
Working is part of who you are.
My dad used to say, job is about a lot more than a paycheck.
It's about your dignity. It's about your respect. It's about your place in the community. I've been saying a long time, the idea that we think we can keep businesses open and moving and thriving without dealing with this pandemic.
It's just a non-starter. We're putting together a plan that provides for emergency relief to people in desperate need now. Everything from mortgage payments to unemployment insurance to rental subsidies to food security for children.
It provides for some small and medium-sized businesses to be able to open.
We're so glad that you are. We're so glad that we have you focusing on that.
Well, I think we're going to get 100 million shots in the next 100 days in people's arms.
I finally got my parents an appointment. They're getting their vaccines today.
Oh, great. Great, great, great.
I admire your sense of responsibility and the desire to work.
What I related to you was when you talked about your father and how he had
felt like he lost his dignity when he lost his job. And I think more than an income is that feeling needed and having a place to go.
So I can't tell you how appreciative I am that you called me.
Can my daughter say hello to you?
Of course.
President, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So nice to speak to you.
You should be very, very proud of your mom.
That's why I called when I read the letter. I admire her determination. commitment is pretty impressive.
And so are you. So are you.
Thank you.
Keep the faith.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
拜登总统在上任之后呢，第一次在白宫当间当中来会见国会议员，就是会见曾提出了这个纾困经济方案的十位共和党参议员。那么之后呢，他也在白宫当中来会见了这个民主党的参众两院的议员。那国会众议院呢，在2月5号星期五呢，就通过了一个以219票赞成、209票反对，通过了一笔1.9万亿美元的预算蓝图。那么呢，这个也就为拜登总统他的这个纾困方案能够通过更进了一步。此外呢，我们知道10个星期之前，当时拜登呢，他在这个德拉瓦州的家中跟他们家中的狗在玩耍的时候，不慎跌伤了这个脚，那脚的脚骨头有裂伤。那么呢，在当时已经及时接受了治疗。在2月6号星期六的时候呢，他接受了10个星期之后的复诊。那么呢，他前往德拉瓦州威灵顿市的骨科诊所。星期六晚上呢，白宫则是发出了总统医生凯文·欧康诺上校的声明。声明当中说呢，总统今天做了例行的 X 光检查，他脚上的两个骨头小裂伤都已经完全痊愈，这些 X 光片是他站立时候照的，让我们能够进一步检视，确定他韧带的稳固性维持完整并且强韧，伤势如预期般的痊愈了，他将回归平常的运动习惯。那在之后呢，拜登总统在星期天则是以他的孙女娜塔莉·拜登前往做弥撒，在这个圣约瑟夫白兰地教堂做弥撒之后呢，再去探望在2015年因为脑癌而这个过世的长子波拜登的坟墓。那我们知道上个星期三是波拜登的这个名单，那这个娜塔莉呢则是波拜登的大女儿卡拉。
好的，感谢耀义的连线报道。美国国务卿布林肯在上周五与中国中央政治局委员杨洁篪通话时表示，美国将继续捍卫人权和民主价值观，包括在新疆、西藏和香港。美国国务院星期五发布的一个简短声明还提及了布林肯敦促中国谴责缅甸发生的军事政变。布林肯还重申，华盛顿将会与盟国合作，要求中国对威胁包括台湾海峡在内的印度太平洋地区稳定的行为负责。另外，一个网络分析报告揭示了一个活跃在各大社交媒体平台的亲中共的视频宣传网络，利用冲击国会和弹劾前总统特朗普等事件来制作传播幸灾乐祸的视频，唱衰美式民主。华盛顿邮报周四报道说，近半年来，一个亲中共的网络制作的视频用更具攻击性的调门对美国进行负面渲染，而与中共官方语调保持一致，一些视频的内容也被中国外交官员引用。这些视频用声调机械、频频有语法错误的英语叙述，并配有中英文字幕。该报告还认为，这个宣传网络用意并非是干预美国的选举，而是为了配合中国官方的展示中国崛起、唱衰美国的宣传调门。美国重量级参议员卢比奥谴责中国共产党在香港实行教育改革，敦促拜登政府继续追究中国官员的责任。参议员马可·卢比奥2月5日针对香港政府根据中国政府实施的国安法宣布的教育指令发表声明，批评中国政府和中共现在通过实行全面的教育改革来继续镇压香港的自治。他在声明中说，中国政府将尽全力将自己的意愿强加给港人，破坏人们长期珍惜的自由。香港政府打着促进爱国主义的幌子推行宣传式的教育指令。卢比奥指出，美国不能对北京继续压制香港的基本自由保持沉默。美国驻印度外交使团宣布，美国和印度的陆军人员将于2月8日到21日在印度拉贾斯坦邦的马哈扬野外射击靶场举行今年的准备战争联合训练演习。这次由美国太平洋陆军主办的演习涉及大约250名美国军人和250名印度军人，由指挥所演习和野外训练演习构成，提高联合作战能力。美国驻印度外交使团说，本次联合演习主要通过训练和文化交流来提高两军之间的联合相互操作能力，通过双方共同的防务目标培养两军在印太地区的长期合作伙伴关系。 民主党和共和党人在星期二就星期二将开始的对前总统特朗普进行的第二次弹劾审判制定了各自的战略。美国之音记者雷迪诗发来报道。
就是在这个走廊里，几周前骚乱人群冲散警察防线，众议院民主党人于1月25日向美国参议院提交了弹劾条款，指控前总统特朗普煽动骚乱，理由是他错误地声称去年总统选举被盗。
We will never give up. We will never concede.
由于参与了1月6号包围国会行动，全国有160多人被捕并受到指控，另外数百人正在接受调查。国土安全部最近警告说，由于一名加州男子企图密谋炸毁华盛顿的建筑物，因此国内极端分子的威胁仍然紧迫。
And Trump must be tried and convicted to ensure that no future president will ever think it's okay to incite insurrection.
骚乱发生后整整一周，特朗普仍担任总统时，美国众议院以232票对197票对他进行弹劾。同时，一些高层共和党人已承认特朗普在骚乱中的作用。
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
定罪需要参议院的2/3投票。假设所有50名民主党人投票定罪，这意味着还要有17名共和党参议员也认定特朗普有罪。只有5名共和党人不顾有关审判前总统不符合宪法的反对意见，投票赞成继续进行弹劾审判。
Republicans in the Senate are thinking about the potential role that former President Trump can play in Republican politics, whether as a participant or as a spoiler, and are going to vote based upon their sense of what the appropriate future of the Republican Party looks like.
民主党担心不会有足够的共和党选票来定罪特朗普，而参议院的审判又将分散对拜登总统任期的头几周的注意力，因此一些人提出了不产生任何后果的投票谴责特朗普。民主党高层拒绝了这一选择。
Make no mistake.There will be a trial, and the evidence against the former president will be presented in living color for the nation and every one of us to see.
特朗普的法律团队在他持续声称选举舞弊的过程中发生了几处变化。一次简单的多数表决就可以使他无缘竞选联邦公职，但定罪就不大可能了。
Nobody's been convicted, although some have been impeached. So this is really historic on so many levels, and particularly the charges. I mean, the notion that a president of the United States would essentially try a coup to remain in office when he has exhausted all legal remedies.
特朗普是美国历史上唯一被两次弹劾的总统，并将成为首位接受参议院审判的前总统。美国之音吉普森，华盛顿报道。
美国国家过敏和传染病研究所主任福契医生接受美国之音特约记者萨斯特伦专访时表示，如果70%到85%的人口注射新冠疫苗，达到群体免疫是可能的，美国最终将会回到接近正常生活的水平。他说，来自英国、南非、巴西和中国的变种病毒株与新冠病毒仍属于同种病毒，虽然可能具有更强的传播性，但是根本上差异不大。
They have minor differences that can lead to a functional difference. Namely, antibodies might not react as effectively against them. Sometimes it makes it more transmissible. And even sometimes it could make it a little bit more virulent or maybe cause a different disease. We know that the UK variant, as well as the South African variant, and very likely the Brazilian variant,transmit much more readily. They get that additional functional advantage. But they're still the same SARS-CoV-2 virus.
福奇医生说，来自莫德纳、辉瑞和强生公司针对新冠病毒研发的疫苗，在应对变种病毒株上仍能发挥作用。
Not completely as well as it does the wild type virus, which is means the virus that has been with us right from the beginning, but it still has a considerable degree of protection, particularly against severe disease, namely hospitalization and deaths, but not as well when you're dealing with mild to moderate disease.
夫妻医生保证新冠疫苗的安全和有效性，但现阶段仍不鼓励即便是已经施打两剂疫苗的人去旅行。他还表示，美国参与 COVAX 全球新冠疫苗实施计划不会影响美国境内的配置。美国政府已经和厂商签订合同，确保为美国人提供足够的疫苗。
在迈阿密的一个贫困社区的几十个居民，由于一个妇女的慷慨行动及其各界的踊跃捐赠，让他们得以填饱肚子。来看报道。在迈阿密一个贫困社区的几十个居民，由于一个妇女的慷慨行动及其各界踊跃捐书，让他们得以填饱肚子。 8月以来，谢琳娜·琼斯一直利用免费的社区冰箱来为饥饿的人提供餐点。 当有消息传出说其中一个冰箱就在感恩节前失窃，捐赠开始潮涌而入。在一个居民几乎连自己的房租都付不出的社区，他们都挺身捐献，结果积少成多。琼斯从前的一个同学买了两台冰箱给他，当地的牧师捐赠了另一台，还有其他人捐了足够的钱。 让琼斯得以赠送玩具和其他的圣诞礼物给400个家庭。36岁的琼斯是一名癌症幸存者，他每天早晨5:30起床，为这个大多是低收入黑人的社区居民提供热腾腾的燕麦早餐。通过一个他命名为“乡村免费冰箱”的在线筹款活动，他的冰箱增加到3个，他把冰箱放在迈阿密的自由城社区的不同地方。 他的客户里大约一半是无家可归者，其他的是领取午餐盒的临时工，还有负担不起喂养孩子的单亲妈妈。除了经营护肤化妆品的生意之外，他依靠外界捐款，并且利用空余时间来行善。琼斯希望把乡村免费冰箱项目注册为非营利组织。美国之音新闻报道。
生活在纽约的时尚插画家和作家丽贝卡·摩西决定将一个疫病隔离艺术项目划为献给纽约市所有护士的礼物。来看美国之音记者维什涅娃的报道。
These are some of the work. This is, let's say, the beginning of COVID.
这个盒子里的画片帮我们回想起纽约市因新冠病毒而导致的封锁，每张画片都像是这段历史的一页。
The girl has the popcorn, a bottle of wine, breaking news constantly on television. She's sitting there in her pajamas, just glued to the television.
丽贝卡·摩西是一名知名的时尚插图画家和作者。大流行病改变了她2020年所做的计划，就像全球各地数百万人遭遇到的一样，她几乎无所事事，于是诉诸于铅笔和她的幽默感。
This was a girl from the back doing her Zooms. This one adopted a fostered a dog. This one read her way through the COVID. There were so many. I mean,
摩西要求他的 Instagram 的追随者发送大流行病的生活故事来交换一幅画像，结果全球各地的反响潮涌而入。I
just want to think that this girl is also Russian.
他听到形形色色的人的故事，有销售助理和时尚要人、联邦雇员和慈善家、教师、外交官，还有明星和陌生人。This
is a very famous lady. Her name is Nicole Fischlis. She's very French. She hasn't cleaned her apartment herself in so many years, and she had to send the lady home. She had to figure out how to turn on the vacuum cleaner. This woman, her name is Mercedes Salazar. During the first months of COVID, her partner died. She had to come up to New York to Sloan Kettering to be with him his last days. This young lady, she is from Barcelona, Spain, and she had her baby early.
几百个妇女，从4岁到100岁都有，成百上千的面孔。
This is Linda Valentino. This is the nurse.
这幅画后来成为摩西的主要肖像故事系列的开端，以纽约市西奈山医院的护士为主轴。
Rebecca painted 46 nurses in the Mount Sinai Health System, so each of our system hospitals, which is, to my knowledge, never been done.
琳达·瓦伦蒂诺是摩西画中的护士当中唯一穿着医院工作服的一个，其他的护士在画中穿着亮丽的服装。
When all the portraits were finished and they were in their permanent home, they would be like a tapestry.You know, of these remarkable women from all different ethnicities and backgrounds, all with different specialities.
摩西将所有的画都交给西奈山医院，到今天还悬挂在那里，为大流行病之后的生活增添了一抹色彩和一丝希望。美国之音记者维什涅瓦，纽约报道。
尽管过去一年新冠病毒主导了全球的新闻趋势，但是对世界上大多数的野生动物而言，生活却是一切照常。来看美国之音的报道。
回到陆地上，保护自然人士报告说，几十年来狮子种群第一次出现了增长。多年来，非洲狮的数量一直在急剧下降，被列为弱势群体。一些保护团体预测，他们到2050年可能灭绝。肯尼亚最近一次普查估计，该国只有2000头狮子。不过，今年全国各地出生的幼狮数量显示，狮子出现了婴儿潮。在肯尼亚的安布罗斯里地区，以往猎杀狮子的马赛战士接受指导来观察并保护它们。到十月份，205只大象宝宝的出生打破了记录，保护自然人士将此归功于过去两年的雨季雨下得好。安博塞利大象信托基金的创办人辛西亚·莫斯说，在许多人和动物的生命惨遭冲击的一年，能有一些积极的消息是很棒的事。他说
,Something is, you know, not bothered by it. They're just going on with their lives down here and not concerned about the pandemic and enjoying their calves, enjoying life.
在哥斯达黎加，生物学家宣称蝴蝶类的生存几乎已稳如泰山。他们声称这种昆虫是生态系统健康和气候变化的生物指标，它们的特点是能坚强防御人类对自然的干扰，除非发生宇宙大灾难，比方说地球焚毁或冻结，才会将蝴蝶这个物种全面灭绝。在美国，这群被找来在一个草木丛生的公园大快朵颐的山羊吃撑了也没人管。曼哈顿东河的斯图韦森特湾公园的管理人员雇了20头羊来清理入侵的野草和灌木丛。由于大流行导致人事和预算削减，没有人管这个地区的草木过度生长。这个公园距离联合国总部和美国最大的商业区只有几个街区之遥，因此农场动物不太可能出现在这里。但公园管理人员说，和雇佣一个园丁团队相比，山羊更有效率，更环保。美国之音新闻报道。
新冠疫情期间，纽约市布鲁克林区的一个四口之家努力充分利用相聚的时刻，他们大约连续300天不停地发布有趣的音乐排练视频。来看报道。
I'm Noah.
I'm Joseph.
I am Elisa.
I'm Jason.
We are the Quarantine Quartet.
几个月前，当纽约市第一次执行严格的封锁行动，杰森·霍克曼设法给孩子们找乐子，并考虑在未来漫长的几周在家里做什么。他提议一家人成立一个乐队，叫隔离四重奏。
We had an Instagram page for Joseph and Noah that had 50 followers on it. We never really pushed it. So we're like, we're going to change the name to Quarantine Quartet and we're going to post videos every day.
Before the pandemic, I would only see the kids maybe anywhere between 3 times to maybe even 1 time a week.
当大流行病开始，诺亚才9岁，约瑟夫11岁，他们受父母启发，知道怎么弹吉他，但只能弹奏一些简单的曲子。
It took a pandemic for us all to play together.
一旦发现新冠病毒病不会很快消失，这一家人就把嗜好变成了表演。他们在屋子各处演奏，为节庆盛装出现，而且总不忘在过程中找乐子。随着时间过去，孩子们演奏得越来越好， 而四重奏的曲目也越来越多。这样一来，他们在 Instagram 的追随者也在增多。
I really did not expect to be a star. I just thought that we were going to get like about 50 extra followers. Unexpectedly, we gained over 100,000 followers, which is incredible.
每十天，这一家人会盛装演出正式的在线音乐会，而突然之间，世界各地的音乐家开始要求霍克曼家族让他们加入音乐会，从刚果到俄罗斯的西伯利亚都有。
The cool thing is that the global connections we're making with just followers and fans, and we get comments from people in all different countries, in Bahrain, in Russia, Iran, Indonesia, Argentina, Brazil, Canada.
对霍克曼家族来说，这个即兴的四重奏不仅是为了消磨时间，它也关乎爱情和创造力，还有自由，即使在这些所剩无几的时候。
We really hear each other. We really are able to feel each other in music.And I think it just made us stronger as a family unit, that it's going to be difficult to break us apart. And it just shows a value of family.
This pandemic is awful. I'm kind of grateful at this opportunity that we created together, because now I've been with my children for over 200 days straight. I know that sounds crazy for a lot of parents, but for me, it's been a gift.
最近，霍克曼家族在 Instagram 主页上发表的帖子有超过 3.8 亿追随者。帖子的标题写着：“一家合奏，无往不利。”美国之音记者纳尔逊，纽约报道。
富商兼飞行员加里德·艾萨克曼和美国太空探索技术公司宣布，他们将通过 SpaceX 的四座太空舱实现历史上首次全平民化的太空旅行。这项任务的收益将贡献给儿童癌症研究所。来看报道。
When I was in kindergarten, I remember looking at picture books of the space shuttle. I told my kindergarten teacher that someday I'm going to go to space. She told me she'd be watching in her rocking chair at some point. So I've made aviation aerospace a big part of my life. That's probably the most exciting part of this mission, is that we are opening up this crew selection process to everyday people.No, I'm not scared at all. First, I do think being the commander of this mission is an immense responsibility, because if we are going to make space accessible to everyday people, we got to get the first mission right. If we don't execute incredibly well up there, that's going to slip the timeline to the right for everybody else who comes to follow. But I'm like incredibly confident in the technology that they've pioneered at SpaceX.
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。
Join my fellow representatives in thanking the World Health Organization for its role in leading the global public health response to this pandemic. The Biden administration also intends to be fully engaged in advancing global health. supporting global health security and the global health security agenda and building a healthier future for all.